tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies, shows,
products, and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hi, everyone.
We are a couple of critics. Oh, you done missed it.
Hi, everyone. We are a couple of critics.
You know what? You up there on your phone.
Sorry. Messing up. I was responding to all my text messages. So I'm sorry. A couple of critics.
The hair. Oh yeah. Our daughter is bougie. She has a celebrity hairstylist that comes to the house and does her hair. Don't she live in ATL now or something?
She always lived on ATL.
Yeah, so she comes down and she does a whole bunch of people's hairs. Even so, she has celebrity clients.
Yeah,
so
she's our daughter
is with her. So she ain't pay us to shout her out. So maybe we get sponsored from her. I don't know. She got that bread. Anyway, so we're here to talk about the Cat Williams,
yeah, the Dark Matter tour.
Yes. So now let's be honest. Cat Williams has been in the news lately. He broke the internet, literally.
Yes, he did.
Pretty much out in all the other comedians.
Yes.
I did a podcast with Black Men's Mental Health on why I didn't agree with him out and out other black men and my reason for that. But that's the serious side of podcasting that I do. So this is not. This is just review of his show. So I always let my wife go first because she's the love of my life and her opinion is probably more important than mine. So, and I'm always making jokes. So she's going to tell you where I'm going to crack jokes. So, baby, what did you think about?
Okay, so first, to be honest, I'm glad that he actually took a stand on, you know, for himself when he went on the show and kind of started. I know that's not what we're talking about, but I'm just saying.
I'm about to say
backstory.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, because those comedians went at him first. And so, of course, he, you know, is going to respond. And he did. And we all can appreciate that. All right. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
So Dark Matters tour. So this was actually Cat Williams' second time coming to Orlando in a couple of months with the Dark Matter tour, actually. And so it was at the Additions Stadium, which is out in UCF. And that one holds, how many? I think about 10,000.
Something like that.
People. And so it was packed. It was sold out, basically. And I believe he sold it out when he came before. And that's why, you know, a few months ago. So, of course, you know, sold out this time again because of the publicity from him breaking the internet. Of course, that gave, you know, and the tickets were pricey. But anyways, we had great seats. We were in a club section. So it's pretty nice. The tour was really, really, really good. And the comedian, I mean, the level of talent that he brought out was amazing. I mean, he brought out people that, you know, you have not, you know, seen or heard about in a while. I mean, he brought out Mark Cooper of all. I mean, seriously, hanging with Mr. Cooper. I mean, who didn't grow up on that? I love hanging with Mr. Cooper and all the other shows. What? So he brought him out. He also brought out some new comedian. Well, they probably are not new. I just have not heard or followed them, which is why they're new to me. Brought out these two young ladies. I think one was from Jersey and the other one's probably somewhere in New York. And they were funny as hell. You know, they were hilarious. I mean, the jokes were on point. The skits that they did were so on point. So I could enjoy it. It was really good. Now, another comedian that he brought out again that I appreciate so much was what's his name that used to be on In Living Color? He brought Robinson Davidson. And it, of course, you already know how funny he is. And not only that, but you know how talented he is by doing all these different voiceovers and these different voices and where he can mimic. I mean, it was off the chart. So that was great. We all love that. And then also Little Mo, he brought out Little Mo. So he gave you not only comedy, but he also gave us a mini concert. So he brought out Little Mo. She came out. She sang. The only thing I didn't like about the Little Mo section, though, I felt like she could have had more. She would have had a more energy if she actually had, you know, dancers on stage with her. But it was just her by herself. And maybe, you know, she couldn't, you know, split her, you know, money with them. I get it. But if she would have had maybe dancers with her, you know, or hype men, that would have been even better. But she was, I mean, she did all her classic Superwoman. I mean, you know, all the songs again, you know, that us, that my generation, my age, millennials, that we know Little Mo for. So it was great. Now let's get to some of the dislike, what I didn't like. Tori Hart was on the tour as well. And out of the three women that came out, she was the least of my favorite. And the reason for that is because she came off as your typical bittered ex-wife. I mean, she came out and just started, you know, talking about her divorce, talking about Kevin Hart. And it was just not in a funny way. It was more in a bitter, you know, type of ex-wife, you know, bitter baby mama ex-wife nonsense. And so I didn't care for it. And a lot of people didn't either because she didn't get a lot of laughs because it wasn't just funny. Yeah, you know? It was corny.
Yeah, it was real corny. You know, I mean, I get it. Everybody knows you as Kevin Hart's ex. And yeah. I understand you're going to play that angle.
Yes.
But there's a point of...
Well, you need to stop playing that angle.
Joking about it and demeaning.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, that 3'6 short bastard.
Yeah, she was just very
like,
demeaning.
She was very uncouth when it came to the jokes. Like, you know, if that's your angle,
mm-hmm.
make it funny.
Yeah.
Make it about you being married, being the ex and...
Right.
You know, but it was all her bashing him.
That's what
even
I'm
the
saying.
Jokes
was
bashing
bitter.
Him, calling him 3-foot dwarf,
mm-hmm.
and all this other stuff. And it was just very demeaning. And I thought she was going to come out there and be funny about it. And of course, because we already know, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
we don't need to hear it again.
But, you know, I think it's very disrespectful how she's on that tour knowing. How you know? Regardless, that's still the father of your children,
mm-hmm.
and there has to be a certain amount of, I think, respect.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a comedian, you know, to go on a tour with somebody that just bashed your husband,
mm-hmm.
this guy that's pretty much giving you a child support check,
exactly,
which is huge,
yeah.
And you have children with
mm-hmm.
him. I just think it wasn't a good look.
No,
I think it wasn't a good look for her or for Cat Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just seemed like it was not on purpose. It just seemed like it wasn't worth it. She's not funny.
Mm-mm.
She did a thing in the end, auctioned off her pussy to say how much she can get from it. And she's doing
yeah, that,
auction
that was
thing.
Another.
That was real corny.
That was another
like,
corny.
Like, it was real corny. So I wasn't really feeling her. Other woman I wasn't feeling. Now, this woman, Pretty Ricky, she was funny. She had the long legs.
Yes.
She was hilarious.
Yeah, she was funny.
She was funny. Mm-hmm. She had original content.
Yeah,
she was funny.
Mm-hmm.
The other girl, Williams, something Williams.
I don't know.
Was
her
last
name.
Now, her content was funny, but she was funny, but I don't like the content that she, her whole thing was her daughter
yeah.
and the relationship between her
mm-hmm.
and her daughter. And, you know, she just kept like, that bitch, fuck her, blah, blah, blah. And it was just so demeaning. And, you know, I get it. I get his jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I do. But I just feel that, you know, that form of joking is what is damaging between black mothers
mm-hmm.
and black daughters.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a joke. It's something that is true in
mm-hmm.
our communities of mothers and black daughters
mm-hmm.
really at each other, you know, for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it wasn't funny to me. Like, it was funny, but it wasn't funny. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's one of those if you don't really think,
mm-hmm.
oh, ha, ha, ha. But, you know, me, being I do black men's help,
mm-hmm.
so if I'm very conscious about our community, I just didn't feel that was maybe one or two jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But the whole spit was that She was funny though. I mean, it, of me thinking about it, it was funny. But when you think about it, it was sad.
Yeah, I mean, and with her, I will say perhaps, you know, that was because her daughter is 18. So I'm thinking that just, you know, that just a joke that she has, and that's not how she really,
I know.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't think she's
like, and it could be that she's really not like that. Yeah. It's just jokes. Mm-hmm. And I get it.
Maybe that's her angle.
But I just think if you're a comedian, you could be better and do better.
And she is definitely a talented comedian for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think she could have came with better material. But you know, unfortunately, and then when you see how it resonated with a lot of Black women, they're like, oh, you know, it to me, it shows the problem. And to me, but like I said, I'm not trying to get too deep. That's another podcast. But I didn't like that. But like I said, she was funny, she was talented, but the content I didn't like.
Okay.
Of course, Steph Curry, not Steph Curry.
Not Steph Curry, Mark Curry.
Mark Curry was funny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Classic comedian.
Yeah, classic.
He's one of those, like, you know, I think it was true about the whole Steve Harvey thing. Mm-hmm. He should have been Steve Harvey.
He should have.
You know, Steve Harvey stole his show, stole a lot of things from him. So that's sad that, you know, somebody like that, that's legendary. That was one of the first Black comedians to have his own show, sitcom.
To break through.
And he broke through. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? He didn't really get anywhere afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then Steve Harvey comes with the same concept practically and look at his career.
Stole, exactly.
So, you know, that was, you know, it was great to see him, but it was sad to see him because he shouldn't be opening up for Cat Williams.
Yeah, he shouldn't have, but at least.
He shouldn't be below Tommy Davis.
No, you know but at least, you know, Cat Williams.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh
comedians,
no. Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah. Don't
so,
get me wrong.
I mean,
it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I just think that Cat Williams. I think that, you know, Mark Curry and Tommy Davidson deserved better for their careers because, you know, when you compare comedy, true comedy, I would say that Tommy and Mark are true comedians.
They are.
Where Cat is just, his character is funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he didn't talk and present the way he did, it wouldn't be funny.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, his voice, how he changes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he's that type of comedian. He's like a Jim Carrey, in a sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where, like, it's not just about the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the performance that they get.
And that's why Jim Carrey is one of our greatest comedians
of all
time.
So, you know, but as far as like jokes and funny, Tommy and Mark are definitely like comedians.
Yeah,
you know
they are, but
you know,
unfortunately.
So, yeah, I know. So, but like taking nothing away from Cat Williams, because regardless, comedy is an art form.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know how to make the people laugh, I mean, shoot, Carrick Head was throwing water in people's thing and with the red hair for how many years? And you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, whatever makes people laugh, you're a comedian. So I'm not taking anything. I'm just saying the art form of like sitting down and writing jokes that like if I told jokes and I'm not a comedian, you would laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's an art. That's the art form that was original.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then it developed into characters like a Jim Carrey that are physical with their jokes and stuff like that. So I think Mark and Tommy definitely have beat on that, but I think Cat Williams has that ability to tell a story, and with how he presents it, makes it funny.
Yep.
So yeah, but getting to his thing, he's a great storyteller.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
I think he tells funny stories, and the way he presents them makes it funny.
Yeah.
There's no real jokes. When you listen to Cat Williams.
No,
why did chicken cross the road? There's no real jokes. Telling stories.
He's telling stories.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely appreciate his art form.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely has, he's among the ones up there, the greats, and how he does it and what he does. And I appreciate him actually having these legendary artists and comedians on his tour open up
and
for them.
Feeding them and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm not in any way and you know mad at him for that. The show itself was I'm not gonna say it was bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It's a very long pause.
Yeah, it is, because I'm trying to think of the right word to say it, because I want to really respect Kat and how he does it, but I don't want to lie. His comedy specials are better. Yeah, but those are different because, you know, yeah, you get to those practice. Those are stage, you know, all that stuff. I think comedians get to the point where people expect them to be funny. So everything they say is funny at that point. You know what I'm saying? It's like Beyonce. Beyonce came out with a song, Mary Had a Little Lamb. People be like, oh, shit. And they rock it and go to number one. Because it's Beyonce. Same person that's not Beyonce comes out with the same song. Oh, that shit sucks. I think Cat Williams is at a point where people are expecting to laugh. So even if he's not joking or if it's not a joke, people still will laugh because they're ready to laugh. And I think that's where Cat Williams have gotten to, where his character is just funny. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because he plays the same character all the time. You know, he's like Denzel Washington. You know what I'm saying? He's great at that one. Denzel Washington plays the same character, everything, but he's great.
He knows his niche. And he stayed there.
That's Cat Williams to me. He knows his niche. And if you look at every special or everything, it's pretty much the same thing. Even when he was on the interview, you know, saying, it's the same Cat Williams.
Yeah, it's the same presentation. And I can appreciate that because you don't get a different version of him joking or not joking.
It's the same person. It's just the way he talks is funny.
It's the same person.
Like, you know, even when he's dissing other people, it's funny. So at the end of the day, it's like it's the same Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, you know, it's not like he changes. You know, it's not like an Eddie Murphy.
No, you know, when you see Eddie Murphy,
he's so diverse. You know what I'm saying? In his acting, you know, even though, you know, he's had acting gigs, I think he won a Cat Williams won an award for
acting, he has a lot of acting.
But it's the same.
It's the same. Yeah, you know, he does style.
You know what I'm saying? Pip now. Exactly. So, but. You know what? When you find your niche and you're good at
you
it,
you gotta stick with it. That's what feeds you.
So that's what makes him great. You know what I'm saying? Now, is he on a level of a Richard Pryor? Is he on a level of a Eddie Murphy? No.
I don't think. But I mean, are we talking about Eddie Murphy back in the day, Eddie Murphy? Because right now, I would say he's on the level of Eddie Murphy.
Well, I'm talking about raw Eddie Murphy.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Well, we can't really go back to raw because Eddie Murphy's not Eddie Murphy anymore.
Well, he's not because he's transcended. You know what I'm saying? And there's rumors that he's actually going to come back. I don't know, that content is going to be very filtered to me.
Watered down. So I don't know.
No, I know. But you know, but to be honest, like, even if you look at Raw or any Eddie Murphy stand-up, it still trumps 95% of these comedians today. It's still
That's what I'm saying. Back in
a few months ago, I saw Raw, Eddie Murphy's Raw. And I was laughing my ass off. Even though the shit was all old about Michael Jackson shit like that, the shit was still fucking hilarious.
Nothing can beat Raw. But I'm talking about today's Eddie Murphy. I'm not talking about Raw.
I understand.
I'm not talking about 1984.
Let's be honest. 20 years from now, will people be talking about Slipknot Spitback? I mean, it's not class. Like, these comedians now, to me, and I know we're getting a little bit off the subject of Cat Williams, but it does relate. They're not legendary. Legendary is I could see a Richard Pryor old concert and still laugh my ass off. I could see Eddie Murphy and laugh my ass off. I don't think I'm be seeing Steve Harvey in 20 years and laughing my ass off.
I don't watch Steve Harvey now and laugh my ass off.
But because, you know, the comedian is...
He's not funny.
See, artists aren't, in general... People are not legendary anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not like, oh my God. Like even, and I know the Beehive is going to kill me for this.
Oh, don't say nothing about, don't get us canceled now.
But
we don't want to.
But Beyonce ain't Whitney Houston.
You know what? I'm not going to say nothing.
Chris Brown ain't Usher. You know what I'm saying? Like Usher.
Well, see, that's where we got a little bit of differences, though.
But what I'm saying is talent is one thing. everybody. Beyonce's mm-hmm. fucking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. And she's going to always be remembered mm-hmm. for being Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce.
You know what I'm saying? But,
Beyonce.
But when you think of Beyonce, mm-hmm. there's a few songs. Cool. But when you think of Whitney Houston, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Beyonce had like 8 albums.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Whitney had like 4 songs, but she's Whitney.
I understand.
Mike Usher had one freaking mm-hmm. album that was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, Thriller. Mm-hmm. You know, Chris Brown had a lot of hits, but like you don't can he do what Usher is doing in Vegas?
He doesn't have to, though. Let me ask you, can Usher do what Chris Brown is doing? Can Usher sell out 20,000 stadiums in the States and international? No, he can't.
Yeah, he can.
When?
Come on.
Usher has never...
Yes, he has.
When Usher was in his prime, yes. Usher was in his prime.
Let me tell you.
Chris Brown stay selling out concerts, man.
These comedians, I want to bring back, these mm-hmm. comedians that are legendary, have something that you remember. It's like Prince. We did one on Prince.
Yes, yes.
Purple Rain. Mm-hmm. I mean, he ain't had to do nothing else in his mm-hmm. life but Purple Rain.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Usher, Confessions. Mm-hmm. He don't got to do nothing else in mm-hmm. life but Confessions.
But who knows Confessions, though?
You go
overseas, they're not going to know Confessions, man. Come on.
Wait. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Matter of fact, for the Super Bowl, when they say Usher, you know half of the world had no idea who the hell Usher is.
Oh, my God.
So please. The only reason Usher is doing the Super Bowl is because of Jay-Z, okay, and Rock Nation. That is it. That is it. I know you can. I know you can. But I love Usher. I love Usher. But he is not bigger than Chris Brown. I'm sorry.
I value our marriage too much to get into this argument.
Let's bring it back. Okay.
At the end of the day, we will divorce down to Usher will change to. It is an option. And when we say something about, you know what, guys, we were wrong. Divorce is an option when you talk about Usher not being great.
Anyways. But back to Catwell. He did an hour stand-up on his own. Mm-hmm. It was really great. You know, so if his show come to your city, please go to it. Support these comedians. And again, comedy is what? Comedy is, you know, just our imagination, our thoughts. It's their art, right?
Yeah, and I want nobody canceled. You know, I want the woman that talk about her kid canceled. Yo, I think
she did a great job,
I think the problem is we have a right, and mm-hmm. even with a couple of critics, we have a right to be opinionated about things, whether we like it or not.
Right.
But we also understand that it's people's interpretation.
Yes, it's their career, that's our interpretation.
And of it. And I'm not here to, we're not here to cancel nobody, whether we like something or not. Mm-hmm. It's not about canceling anybody. It's not about bashing
Go
anybody.
Go support. Please,
you know, I say support
them.
Everybody, even we on the show, and we have a disclaimer on our website. Mm-hmm. Even on our website, we say, even if we don't like it, it's just our opinion.
Our
we still
opinion.
Encourage
that
you to go
it.
And form your own opinion.
Yes, please.
Whether you agree with us or
definitely
not.
Definitely go and support.
So go see Cat Williams. It's a great show. Those comedians are funny.
Yes, they are.
And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Definitely support our artists and stuff like that. And the discussions we have here, I don't want nobody. I want the Beehive after me.
Please, Beyonce.
Like,
matter of fact, I love Beyonce.
To the left, bitch. To the left. You know, don't be talking about Beyonce.
Not Bey.
Surfing. Don't be talking about my Beyonce. So I'm sorry, people. Okay, I don't want the Beehive after me, because once they come after you,
you're done.
They're done. You're canceled. You gotta leave the state.
You gotta move
somewhere else for a while.
Somewhere else.
You gotta get a new name.
You gotta go undercover.
You gotta get a new name, a facelift, and everything. Cause the Beehive, and then they'll still find you. Like, we know who you are. You had that facelift.
You're protective custody.
Exactly. So Beehive, please don't cancel me. I love Beyonce. I think she's phenomenal talent.
Hey, let Jay-Z told you Grammys last night, okay? All right, not everyone deserves to make this list.
Exactly.
You better put some respect on his wife's name.
But back to what, just quick to what I said, though, but I don't think, I personally think, mm-hmm. I don't think Beyonce has had yet.
Babe, you still on this Beyonce?
That legendary album. Okay, she's had legendary hits. Don't get me wrong. She's had legendary hits. You know what I'm saying? Just like Chris Brown, legendary hits, but he hasn't had that legendary album.
Well, you know what? You could say Confession is that legendary album, but it's not. It is not. Okay?
Diamond is one.
Man,
you know what I mean? Don't go Diamond.
Man, please.
Usher is in that category.
Are you serious? What You could Google Chris Brown and see how many of his albums.
No, I know. I'm not saying no. See, you're not listening. I'm not saying he ain't sold millions, but he hasn't got an album that went diamond.
Really?
Really?
Okay, we're gonna.
He hasn't have an album that went diamond. He hasn't had
I don't want to be canceled.
No. Chris Brown's had legendary songs that are phenomenal, but that legendary album. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like he's missing that. Like Chris Brown needs that legendary album. You know what I'm saying? Like a Thriller, like a Purple Rain, mm-hmm. like a Confessions, mm-hmm. like a 50 Cent mm-hmm. Get Rich or Die mm-hmm. Try. Legendary. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Dr. Dre, The Chronic. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style. Mm-hmm. These are albums, if you look at everybody I mentioned, legendary. You know what I'm saying? 50 Cent, like, what other album you ever had? Like, he's had other, The Master of but Get Rich, Die Trying?
Okay.
Phenomenal. Yeah,
you know, it's
Jay-Z, The Blueprint, Hard Knock Life, Reasonable mm-hmm. Doubt, legendary. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Outkast first album, mm-hmm. legendary. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, legend. Let's go comedian. So, well, about Cat Williams. You know what I'm saying? Let's not talk about the mm-hmm. flute album. Yeah. But anyway, but you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about comedians.
It's a good album.
You know what I mean? Eddie Murphy, Raw. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Richard Pryor. Just Richard Pryor in general.
Richard Pryor.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the legendary mm-hmm. stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. So I'm not canceling. I'm not saying Beyonce ain't great. I'm not saying Chris Brown ain't great. Saying. But yeah, Google it right now. And Chris Brown's never gone diamond. Whitney has gone diamond.
Yeah,
Michael has gone diamond.
He has actually.
What album? With 10 million.
Yeah.
Not downloads. Not streaming. I'm talking about 10 million album sales.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
Which one?
So
Which one? Name it right now.
It says right here. He has indeed been issued 9 platinum certification.
9 platinum, not diamond.
Well, I'm reading, but that's
what that's not mean. Diamond.
Okay, you know what?
Exactly.
No,
that's not diamond. But name a Chris album. Name a Chris Brown album without looking at the internet. Name off the top of your head.
The only album you know from Usher is Confessions.
Exactly.
Classic. That's all you know. All right,
name another Prince album besides Purple Rain. Exactly. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I mean. Legendary. You know what I'm saying? Name another album for 50 Cent.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
Name another one. No. Name an album. Name an album from Dr. Dre.
Chronic.
Another one.
Chronic 2.
Ain't even come out yet. Ain't even come out. Snoop Dogg. Besides Doggy Style,
yes,
name another one. Another one.
California. Did he have one called California?
No. That's
California.
A song.
Californication? A song. Californication? No. I don't know then.
Exactly. That's all I mean. Okay. That's all I mean. Okay. That's it.
Well, I guess you prove your point then.
Like I said, you know what I'm saying?
But still, Usher is still not worldwide known.
If you know what? We could debate that. All right, guys. You know what?
Go see Cat Williams and the plethora of comedians he's brought to the Dark Matter tour. It is a great night.
Yeah,
they are so funny. Like I say, the only comedian I didn't care for was Tori Hart. He didn't care for too much for that lady with the daughter.
Rebecca
I do not know her name. I don't want to give somebody a name. I don't know her. Mm-hmm. But again, it was still a great, great show.
It was.
You guys will definitely enjoy it.
And the host was funny. What was his name?
Oh, God.
Red.
He's, okay, guys, he's the one that always play in all of the different little comedy shows. Like,
he
is so funny.
He was the host. He was funny.
He's always been that funny character, and his laugh is as soon as he laughs, you'll know who I'm talking about.
So, okay.
He was the host.
But thank you guys. Like I said, you can go to couplecritics.com, check us out, you know, on social media, YouTube/@ Couple of Critics Reviews, Instagram, Couple Critics Reviews. If you just want to know what we're going on with other podcasts in our life, go to castandbell.com and it leaks to everything. All right, guys. Appreciate you. Until next time.
Okay.